Movement for Democratic Change Secretary General Tendai Biti says he applied well within deadline for permission to hold an anti-poverty and pro-democracy freedom walk in accordance with new security laws which came into effect January 11th. But police immediately stopped the demonstration, telling state-controlled radio the protest had sinister intentions. A police spokesman said it was feared the opposition MDC would incite violence in the streets. The MDC went to court to overturn the ban and was granted permission to hold a rally on the outskirts of Harare. According to eyewitness reports from central Harare, police fired tear gas and beat up a few people walking peacefully towards the rally on the western edge of the city. A few walkers held placards. The founding president of the MDC, Morgan Tsvangirai, was detained before dawn Wednesday, but police released him hours later and he did address the rally. Zimbabwean police have used heavy-handed tactics to prevent or break up opposition rallies in the past. Last March, security forces severely beat Tsvangirai and other opposition leaders as they tried to attend a mass rally in Harare. Several amendments to existing media security and election laws became effective January 11. These reforms were the result of negotiations which began last April between the two main political parties, the MDC and the ruling ZANU-PF, mediated by South African President Thabo Mbeki. The talks broke down in December. The opposition has demanded a new constitution for Zimbabwe, which has been agreed by negotiators, should be in place before elections, and said polling should be delayed to allow people to understand the new laws. President Robert Mugabe has insisted elections take place as scheduled and said he will not allow the new constitution to be implemented before the polls. President Mbeki went to Harare last week to try to persuade President Robert Mugabe to stick to agreements made during the negotiations. President Mugabe refused. Zimbabwe is mired in an economic crisis with an annual inflation rate of several thousand percent as well as shortages of food, fuel, and foreign currency. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News.